Reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention Expo, I'm Kelsey Litchfield with your newly elected 2014-2015 National FFA President, Andy Paul from Georgia. First of all, Andy, tell us, what is going through your mind right now?
Right now, I'm really just thinking about how blessed I am. It really seems like a dream right now, to be quite honest. Everything's going crazy. I know I've been really blessed. I know that my teammates and I have an awesome opportunity ahead of us.
Tell us a little about yourself and where you come from.
I'm from a small town in Georgia, Lexington, Georgia. It's right outside of the University of Georgia. I went to Oglethorpe County High School, been involved in agriculture since I was in the first grade. Got my first show pig when I was in the first grade. Absolutely loved it. Right now I'm a sophomore at Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College. I'm studying ag education. Can't wait to actually get in the middle school classroom and teach students about not only my passion for agriculture, but our agriculture industry in general.
Tell us a little bit about your FFA journey up to this moment.
Well, my FFA journey has been an outstanding one. I joined the FFA when I was in the ninth grade, got involved, ran for state office, was elected to state president 1 year, and then eventually culminated by a year by running for national office. My FFA journey has been one of growth, one of an opportunity to spread the message of this industry, and one of an opportunity to go out there, share my faith, and just make so many friendships that I know that no matter where I go in this life, I'll cherish forever.
Andy, what are you hoping to accomplish in your office as National FFA President?
One thing I'm hoping to accomplish is definitely bring a light on agriculture issues in our nation. The FFA is an agricultural organization. I want to make sure that all of our members realize the importance of agriculture and that they can learn leadership through agriculture. During our year, I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to go out there, be what they want to be, find an opportunity for themselves in the FFA, in the classroom, in their current SAE program, make sure that everybody has equal opportunities and a chance to go out there and excel and shine to the best of their abilities.
Who would you like to thank for helping you throughout this entire process of being a national officer?
The first thing, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know that he's got a plan for me, and I can't wait to see what it entails. I really like to thank both my parents, Jeff and Marsha Paul, my sister, Sarah Paul, my best friend, Trey Acock, and then some of my mentors, Mr. Ben Lastly, Mr. John Chip Bridges, Ms. Hope Carter, Mr. Robert Jackson, and Mr. Travis Sturdich.
What are you looking forward to most this upcoming year as National FFA President?
I'm looking forward to have a chance to go out and spread the message of our organization with everybody across this nation, have a chance to not only travel, but have a chance to travel on behalf of the FFA. I get to go out there, I'll have a chance to be a friend to FFA members, show them that if they're from Puerto Rico, if they're from Alaska, if they're from Oregon, no matter where they're from, they've got a friend in somebody. I have a chance to be a friend to sponsors. I have a chance to be a friend to alumni. I want to go out there. I'm looking forward to being that friend to people this year, an opportunity for someone that they can turn and talk to and somebody that they know, no matter where they're at in the country, they can have a conversation with.
The theme of the 87th National FFA Convention Expo was Go All Out. What advice do you have to members now being elected as National FFA President to go all out?
Never give up. A lot of times the road's going to be bumpy, you might be driving your car and you're going to hit a pothole and it seems like nothing's working out, but never give up. Keep pushing forward. If you don't like something, that's okay, try something new. Never let yourself take a step back and keep from experiencing your full dreams. Go all out for agriculture, go all out for your family, go all out for the FFA, and never give up.
Once again, congratulations to Andy Paul from Georgia for being elected the 2014-2015 National FFA President.
Thank you, ma'am. It was great talking to you.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.